devastated mother wants the state to step in after her teen son dies from subway surfing. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. You can go to politicalbombshow.com and click on support us, or go to the Political Bombshow store and grab some of our gear there. It's always tragic when someone dies, especially a young adult, a teenager, a child. But this mother is asking the state to step in, and my condolences goes out to her and her family. And yes, there's a but coming. There's a but. If your son, I don't know what subway surfing is, but I can imagine is hopping from subway to subway while it's moving. If your son did that, it is not the state's fault. He indulged in a reckless behavior, and it's unfortunate that he died, but you cannot ask the state to step in. I don't know what subway surfing is. If anyone knows what subway surfing is, you can certainly let me know, because I just would assume that that's what it means.
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
So let's get on with the story. Devastated New York mother wants the state to step in after her teen dies while he was subway surfing. A 14-year-old boy, it's surprising they never release teens' names, but they did this time. The 14-year-old boy, Javin Fraser, died while subway surfing in Queens on Thursday, marking the second death of a teen boy in 2 weeks in New York City. And his mother is begging the authorities to step in and put a stop to the deadly stunts. I have to say, I don't want to come across harsh, but don't ask the state to be the parent of your children. That's not something that the state should be doing. That's the problem with big government. It's your child. You are the one to discipline them. You are the one to set standards and let them know right from wrong. You are the one to do that. You cannot ask the state to step in because teens, idiot, stupid teens, want to do stupid stunts. They have an old saying, how does it go? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's what happens. I'm not being heartless to the situation. It's unfortunate that your son died, but you cannot ask the state to step in. And see, there's a video here. I'm not going to play the video, but obviously she is mourning her son. But again, when I was a teen, boys, I did stupid things. My mother did not ask the state to step in. She took care of it as a parent should. You are responsible for your child until they are an adult and they move out of your home. You cannot ask the state to step in. I'm sorry. I hate to be beating a dead horse here. By the way, if you ever want to send in a video, whether it's agreement or disagreement, you can certainly send me a link of like a Dropbox, the Google Drive. Send it to rehdogg at rehdogg.com, or you can just click on the contact us at raydog.com or politicalbombshow.com. It's not, I have to keep reiterating, it's not the state's duty to take care of your son or daughters, it is your responsibility as a parent. But anyway, the devastated mother is asking politicians to address the lethal trend. She told New York Post on Friday that her son had been an aspiring engineer and volunteer in the New York Police Department Explore Youth Program. He should have known better to do stuff like this. He was killed when he fell off a train car at the 33rd Street, Rawson Street Station, suffering fatal head trauma. The teen was pronounced dead at Cohen Children's Medical Center. She tearfully recalled her son as a funny child that was always cracking jokes as she railed against dangerous subway surfing stunts. Again, mom, well, not my mom, but mothers out there, even fathers, parents in general, it is your responsibility to teach your children right from wrong and cannot put this off on the state. You can't do that. So anyway, I am trying to get to the detective right now so that I can talk to the mayor so that we can try to get these kids from doing this on the subway, the boy's mother stated. She also says that she wants to see what, as a state, what we can do to change these children from doing this because it's not right what they're doing to themselves. Again, you cannot, what can the state do? You know, I hate to say, but boys will be boys. Boys, as much as you want to take away our masculinity and testosterone, it's how we're wired. We're not wired like women. We are like that. And I was like this when I was growing up. We do stupid things. It's what teenage boys do. But it's up to the parents to tell your son, your daughter, it is not safe to do these things. Now, yes, they can still disobey you, but at least you instilled, if you instill in them from a toddler, and they, by the time they get to a teenager, you might just have a chance and they're not going to do stupid things. But you have to be stern and let them know right from wrong. That's just the way it is. Boys are boys. That's the way it is. So anyway, Fraser had just completed his freshman year of the high school at Northside Charter School. He was a high achiever and had scheduled summer classes to attend before entering the 10th grade. His mother described him as bubbly and the life of the party. She sadly recounted the last time she was with her son on Wednesday when they were at Coney Island eating at Nathan's. We came home, I left him and went to work on Thursday. And when I came home, that was it, the grieving mother recalled. When the teenager never returned home, she called the police and reported him missing. She later got a call from the NYPD detective that her son was in the hospital and to get there right away. So someone tweeted here, Jeremy, saw kids subway surfing on the 7 this evening. Please never, ever, ever do this. It's such a stupid and dangerous activity that multiple people have died doing in the last few months alone. And you have some New York subway surfing. It looked like a video. Oh yeah, you can see them. Let's play this. This is what Subway Surfing is. I've never seen it, but apparently it looks like they're jumping from car to car. I don't know why you would find any joy in this, but let's see what this is actually. She want a nigga when it's really trying to do things. I'm an animal, don't care about your mood swings. Okay, I can't play it. Let's play it without the audio. Alright, let's play it again. Okay, there's someone on top of the train there. And this is insane. Why would you do this? It looks like he's shooting a music video. I only know this because I'm a musician myself, and it looks like he's... I mean, this is stupid. You're not a stuntman. Stupid. The dangerous stunt has become all too common among teenagers who take pictures and selfies to post on social media. Unbelievable. But you can't. Let's see, someone else died here. Brian Crispo, 14. He also died last week when he fell off the L train in Brooklyn. Unbelievable. Mayor Eric Adams is blaming social media platforms like TikTok. Well, this I agree with him on. TikTok. It's a horrible place for American youth. Again, I spoke on this before. TikTok really and truly needs to be banned because I hate to get political, but I will. But China, the TikTok in China, they don't allow things like this on their in China in their TikTok. Why? Well, one can argue that they want the American youth to do stupid things and you see what happens. TikTok needs to be banned. Trump tried to ban it before. Y'all didn't understand how dangerous this thing is. I do not use TikTok. Do not use TikTok. A long time ago, a friend recommended it to me because I try to go on all the platforms that I can to get my message out there, especially my gospel message now. But TikTok is definitely an ungodly platform that wishes your child harm. Let's be blunt about this. They wish your child harm. Get them off of TikTok because that is what... If TikTok cared about the children and they see them doing these stupid things on the platform, they would not even give them the platform. They would immediately not upload the videos because that is why they're essentially doing it for clout, as they call it. They're doing it for clout. So if you don't put the video up there, well, then they don't get any clout and then they're going to stop doing it. They're not going to do it for themselves. So stop doing it. But they're not going to stop doing it. TikTok is dangerous. You need to get rid of TikTok. Then you have more people here. Zachary Nazario, who was born in Brooklyn. He was an athlete and wanted to go to the Marines. He was just a teen as well who lost his life too soon. So it's sad. The doors needed to be locked unless it's an emergency. Then they can open it. Well, that's true. That is true. But again, the teenagers have minds of their own and they need to suffer consequences. You need to monitor these things more and severely punish them. Like if you find these on social media, you track them down and you penalize them, whether it be jail, or whatever it is to you know, severely crack down on them and demand that the platform take these videos down. Because stupid attracts stupid attracts stupid. That's just the bottom line. You can stupid teenagers are gonna attract stupid teenagers and say, oh, this is cool, look man, I can get clout, man, yeah, buddy, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. It is not worth it at all. It really is not. It really isn't worth it at all. It's not worth your life. It really isn't. I know you're a teenager, you're a teen boy, and you think that, because I know how it was when I was a teen. You think you're indestructible, that death could never knock on your doorstep. Well, newsflash, you're not indestructible. You cannot keep doing these pathetic things, these dangerous things. And mothers, fathers, you have to instill in your child not to do stupid things. You have to train them right. And yes, the challenges are a lot more strainful because of society today that encourages other harmful things, even in school, about transitioning and all these things. So to navigate the waters is even more difficult, but you have to instill in your child not to do stupid things and not to succumb to the pressure of other teens. It's just not a good thing at all. It really isn't. So,
if you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
And I will see you in the next one. Feel good.